Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee. Presented by Granite Garage Floors. Does your garage floor need a makeover? Visit GraniteGarageFloors.com. Looks like granite, lasts like granite. Granite Garage Floors.
We're going to do a pop quiz at the end of this.
All right.
You know the Grammys give out a Best Video Award, and they've been doing it since 1984. I'm not really sure the Grammys give out a Best Video Award.
I was not aware of that.
Since 1984. But I'll give you, we'll have a pop quiz coming up in a couple of seconds. Kevin Costner's been in the news a lot lately because of Yellowstone. It's a big career resurgence. And he's doing some specials about Yellowstone Park 150 years later, blah, blah, blah. So then they started to ask him about other stuff in his life. They asked him about The Bodyguard. And he was basically coming off Dances with Wolves, more powerful, or at least as powerful as anybody in America when it came to what do you want your next project to be. He actually talked about it. That movie's 30 years old. 30 years old. Whitney Houston had a not-so-great selling album right before that. And he wanted her for the part to be in The Bodyguard. He does say that they came to him and said, well, you know she's black. He's like, oh, really? Like, he literally had a meeting where they were explaining to him, well, do you know she's... And he's like, yeah, I don't want an actress who's going to fake sing. I want a singer who's got personality and is incredible looking on film. That's Whitney Houston. So he's not taking credit for it. He is saying, though, that it was pretty odd that they walked into the meeting trying to explain to him why this might not work.
The Whitney Houston biopic comes out, I believe, December the 23rd. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
We didn't get a chance to do this because it was Thanksgiving. We were off on Friday. That BB Rexha in Detroit. That whole halftime show.
I don't know what that was. Well, first of all, spinning around in the beginning. And I've never heard the boos. So she must have really been getting booed because they try to filter that out. For that to come through on your television set, they must have really been booing her hard.
Two things. Whether it was a bad choice to have her in Detroit, that might have been part of the problem. Then they had her in a box where nobody in the stadium could actually see her, mm-hmm. which I didn't understand. The beginning was crazy. But when you're getting booed to do a halftime show, something went horribly wrong as to how you executed it or even the person that you chose.
Halftime of the Lions game. Yeah, she came out, and I want to call it a performance, I suppose. I'm not really sure.
A lot of flashing lights. And a lot of people were talking about throwing up in her own living room.
I was going to say, it was original and cool-looking, but it just didn't function. And if anything, it was just disorienting and hard to watch.
She did her best to pander to the crowd. Detroit, sing along. Yeah. Nothing was working.
No, but supposedly...
She should have turned heel on him. Shut your mouths, Detroit, while I perform.
They had her
or the other way.
They had her in a box because they were trying to build this set. Nobody could even see her. And then it went around. And then I don't know what was...
She wasn't going around. The camera was, but it looked like she was spinning around, and everybody got dizzy at
home. They should have put a disclaimer on that thing. If you have, I don't know, what do they call it?
Well, you have vertigo. Can you watch something like that?
Oh, no. I was horrified by what was happening. I'm thinking about suing somebody. I called my attorney.
You had a seizure of some sort?
All right. Let's start to play a little bit of sound. This is a remake, and I'm going to tell you, it's terrible, but at least it's for a good cause. Schmidt and Matt Sorum, the guy from Guns N' Roses, the drummer. It's a terrible remix. It's a terrible remix. Terrible cover.
It's their own version.
Okay, it's a terrible cover.
Petty.
But it is for a good cause. It's for charity. Miraculous Love Kids. Great charity. Do you get a pass doing a terrible remake because it's for charity?
Yes.
Okay,
it's for the kids.
That's how they win. Because that's exactly what they better go with.
Yep.
This is terrible. Very talented people. Oh, no, we're going to do our own spin.
Well,
interpretation.
I'm going to say something now, and people are going to go off on me.
Go ahead.
Here it comes.
Go ahead.
I'm not a big fan of Tom Petty.
Oh, no, don't.
I'm not.
You don't like this song?
No.
The right way?
I don't like it, no.
Oh, my
I don't
goodness.
Like a lot of stuff Tom Petty
I'm with
did.
Nick on this one, actually.
Okay. Listen, I'm not telling you he's Brian Wilson. I'm not telling you he's Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was okay. Leo I just Sam. Never understood all. He, just too popular for me.
It's a little ignorant.
Maybe it is. I'm just, we're the show of honesty, that's all.
No, I know.
But if a remake, overrated might be a better term.
If a remake is terrible, like this one is,
it's
for charity, and you're trying to sell it for the profits for charity, how are you raising money?
Well, I'm only buying it because it's for the charity. I'm only listening to it because maybe I'm being charitable.
But I do understand your theory, Adam.
It's terrible.
If you're going to do something like this, do it well if you really want to raise money for the charity. Yes. I get that.
And I'm telling you this. If you put the original next to it, and the original is 50 times better, you got a bad remake.
I don't like either one.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to tell you you're ignorant. I'll stop short of that. But it's not a good look.
You want to hear my Tom Petty? You better watch what you say. You better watch what you do to me.
All right. Well,
you can do better than me to go.
I think you nailed it.
Just go.
I'm going to say something musically.
Remember.
Now,
I know the lyrics, though, so we did something right.
Look, Tom, so there's a couple of Tom.
You got lucky, babe.
There's a couple of Tom Petty fans who aren't happy with you.
I know.
If I'm going to go all in,
I might as well go all in.
So you want my all in when it comes to music? You want my all in?
Sure.
Mine is worse than yours. So if you're thinking about typing something to Nick, just hold on one second. Type something to me because mine is worse. I'm telling you up front, it's worse. Eddie Money should be in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm telling you right now, wrote his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one cover he did, you really got a hold on me, is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Money should be in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should Night Ranger be in the Hall of Fame? Say no. Should Styx be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Should Eddie Money be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, he should not.
All right.
No,
this guy
should.
Might someday be in the Hall of Fame. You saw this and I saw this. This is what talent can do, and it's also how you have the highest grossing tour in music history, $770 million. Don't go pyro. Don't go big bands. Don't go a bunch of trucks. This is what you do.
For those of you that have never seen a concert of mine before, this thing at my feet is called a loop station. Everything you hear tonight is completely live. There is no backing track at all. It's recorded on the spot, controlled on the spot, and then deleted, and it will not be the same at the next gig. The way that it works, you press record like that, and then you press play, and it plays back, and then you can loop on some of it like this.
This is Ed Sheeran.
I'm going to do a lot of
that. He's literally the one-man band that we always joke about. One guy's circular stage in a stadium, and he's telling you how he's going to do this song by himself. Not with pre-recorded tracks. Every show will be different in that regard. He's got something at his feet. He's got a keyboard. He's got a guitar. And all of a sudden, the whole thing is working.
You know what he is? He's a simple genius. And he's not afraid to make fun of himself. I like that about him, too.
But have you ever seen it? Look, I've seen a guy in the street, you know, the one-man band, the guy at a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the deck in the summertime.
Sure.
This is incredible that people spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go see one guy do this, and he pulls it off. Would you go see him after seeing this?
I don't think I'm in the demo. I might feel a little weird with my age being there.
People, what if you took your wife? I'm not saying go alone. What are you going to ask me?
Well, no, you go to movies alone. That's what I thought maybe you meant.
No, I'm not telling you.
I love you, Ed.
It's Sheeran by yourself.
In the front row with a sign.
I'm not telling you to go see him with Don and Ray. Just take your wife.
My buddies. Hey, man, what are you guys doing this weekend? You want to go see Ed Sheeran? That would be weird. Would it not be?
Yeah, of course it would. Take your wife. Well, go by yourself and don't take your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the guy's talented enough to go see.
Anything else?
Yeah, of course. DJ Khaled. Now, Drake has what DJ Khaled called a $500 million home. I think he was exaggerating a little bit, but he says everything in his home is first class.
Sure.
Did you see what Drake gave DJ Khaled for his birthday? This is what he gave him.
Shout out to my brother Drake, Six God. Listen, this is not no regular toilet bowl. My brother Drake just bought me and my family about four big toilet bowls. This is called the Toto toilet bowl. If you've ever been to Drake's house,
make this up.
His toilet bowls are incredible. It got a UV light cleaning system. It's remote control operated. And it got the water, too, that splats up, right? Nightlight, refreshing air deodorant, you're saying? This is the Toto. Listen, I'm not even joking, Drake. We've been wanting this. Me and my queen been talking about getting Totos for the whole house.
It's queen. Him and his queen. They wanted Totos for the house.
So four toilet bowls?
Four toilet bowls.
Special Togo?
Toto. Toto Toilet Bowl.
I thought it was to go.
No, no, no. Include, I don't know. He said Toto.
I don't know.
Including playing music. Now, again, I wanted to know what kind of human being, with all the money you have and all the fame and everything else, you go on one of these social medias, you go, look at my toilet bowl. Four of them that my good friend Drake bought. It just means you have too much money. All of you have too much money.
I think he called it refreshing.
Yeah, he did. That splashy thing. I'm starting to think he's a work. I'm starting to think that he's a work.
Well, I got to wonder, too, when he's sitting courtside with a pillow under his feet. I mean, he's doing everything he can to get a reaction.
Yes.
And he's like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. He's going on social media to tell the world that Drake bought him four toilets that are the greatest toilets in the history of toilets. This is these idiots.
He's a performance artist. He's trying to get a reaction out of people. That's what he is.
I don't know if you know. This we have actual audio. Remember I told you about the dog, Laika, that was sent into space?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Laika didn't come back.
No.
How about this moment? This is the anniversary of sending a chimp up to space.
Now, the chimp came back.
Yeah, but I don't think the chimp volunteered for this. Yeah, you ever see, whenever they're putting, like, a helmety-type thing on your head, it's always going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't think an animal.
It's always going to be bad.
Yeah, I mean, the animal doesn't understand.
You think?
They're not volunteering for anything.
Why do you think they're angry at us? These are the moments that started all this. You're going to send me into space, huh? You're going to send Uncle, what's his name? I don't even know what his name is. Stupid.
Uncle Pickles.
Yeah, sending chimps into space. How dare Enos. It was Enos.
Uncle Enos.
Enos the chimp. All right. I don't know if you know this. This was the first time this happened in Madison, Wisconsin. House of Pain, Jump Around. They did a whole long feature on it on ESPN's Game Day. Just listen to this part.
Badgers, on behalf of myself and all the House of Pain and all the real ones that showed up in this weather, thank you for keeping the song alive for 30 years. Let's go.
They'd never been there to see this. 30 years later, House of Pain, Everlast. It's the first time in the building to actually see what's happening in the building.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was a really good piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And remember I told you it's a good thing our kids weren't around 50 years ago?
Yes.
Do you know what happened on 50 years ago this date? Good. Hit the sound.
Pong?
Pong. 50 years ago today, Pong came out. I told you, we got one. What did my mom say? You had to put that screen, static electricity, and hold it up. Get away from that. It's just going to cause cancer.
You know, everybody's smoking in the house. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Worry about a TV screen.
Both of my parents are smoking and are telling me, you know, that thing because it's so crazy that it's on the TV.
We were so stupid.
Could you imagine?
Stupid
show this
society.
To your kids. You want to talk about chimps looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
Show your kids Pong and tell them this was high-priced entertainment.
Right.
This was technology at its highest-priced best.
Right.
Pong. The great Atari company on the state.
I got somebody saying you're un-American if you don't like Tom Petty.
Yeah, I would think that's what you're supposed to
somebody
get.
Else posted the how do you not like this, the don't come around here no more video. Again, to me, that's horrible music. I'm sorry. I'll double down, I'll triple down, I'll quadruple down. I'll give it up. Stop!
You're a little bit off. Listen, I feel better that people are just taking my Eddie Money thing. It's just that's just foolish.
Yeah.
You've offended.
I don't think I offended
anybody with the Eddie Money thing.
Listen,
I think you offended people.
Everything is objective.
Very quickly, what do you think in 1984 was the first Grammy for Best Video?
84.
What band do you think it would have been? Remember, this is the big MTV.
Is it Cyndi Lauper?
Duran Duran, Girls on Film was the first winner. David Bowie, USA for Africa, Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. The reason I bring it up.
Which really, you know, by modern technology standards, that is a horrible video. That
Sledgehammer
video.
Sledgehammer. Yeah. Terrible video.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Back then it was cutting edge, not so much
right.
now. Like Pong.
Do you know Johnny Cash won two of them? Johnny Cash won two Grammys for Best Video. One of them you probably know, right?
Hurt.
Hurt. He also won for... There was one other one. He just won like a handful of years ago. Like after he was dead, I think they had a
you
video.
You got too much stuff in front of you.
Yeah.
You got to start streamlining.
It's okay. We're done.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.